This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Next Tuesday's the 1st of July, and for many of us, that means the rent is due. Recently, you may have noticed you're shelling out more money in rent. Over the last year, rents have gone up all around the Seattle area. Why? Well, Richard Hager may be able to answer that question. He's a Seattle real estate appraiser. Richard, thank you for coming in.
Glad you invited me.
Well, why are rents going up here?
It's basic economics, supply versus demand. And we have limitations on how much we can build and how quickly. And it's very expensive to build here. And we still have people flowing into the state. We were talking before, and we have roughly 1,900 people from California moving to the state of Washington every month.
Wow. Well, you were talking about supply and demand, which makes a lot of sense to me. But I read in the Seattle Times this morning that rents in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood went up more than 12% last year. That's more than anywhere else in Seattle. But apartment vacancy rate there is 18%. So that doesn't make sense to me.
Well, Ballard's the center of the universe, if you will. You know, Ballardites will love that one. The reason is it's a high demand neighborhood. It's got everything you would want in a neighborhood. And so the builders have been going there for years trying to acquire property. And just now they're starting to bring in a lot of these complexes.
Mm-hmm.
A couple hundred units here, 100 units there. And as a result of that, the vacancy factor has increased, if you will, just because of all these brand new units. They just haven't had a chance to rent them out.
So you think that they'll be snapped up?
Oh, yes. Oh, without a doubt. And what you're also seeing is that average rent figure that's out there. Remember, that's an average, and it includes low price, low income, small studios, and also three bedrooms and big. And with all of these brand new apartments that are there, they're higher in rent, $2,000 a month, $3,500 a month. So it skews the figure.
They're higher because they're new?
Yes. Yes, they're brand new. They're very nice. And the construction costs are becoming astronomical. So the new units are higher. And you still have the old ones that are there, 20, 40, 50 years old.
So if people can't afford those high rents and those units sit vacant, does that drive the price down eventually?
A little bit. And so what you'll see is maybe a vacancy factor at the upper end, the $2,000, $1,500, $3,000 a month. You'll see a little higher vacancy. But if you were to drop down to $1,000 or less, your vacancy is probably zero. There's such demand for those inexpensive places.
From those 1,900 Californians who are coming every month.
Every month, yeah.
Last week, the market research firm Axiometrics said rent growth in Seattle should moderate soon, and what we're seeing right now is not sustainable in the long term. Do you agree with them?
I would. You know, because even though costs go up and demand is still there, monstrous, there is a point where people simply can't afford it. But the other side is when you start to build a lot of apartments at $2,000 a month, there's going to be a gap. And that's when you get these mini suites that they're being built. They're in a very small studio.
The apartments.
From that company also that you get them. And they're becoming very popular. They fill up instantly because of the demand for low-cost housing.
I'm talking with Seattle real estate appraiser Richard Hager about the rents in the Seattle area. Moving back a step, what do rising rents say about our overall economy?
We're rocking. I mean, that's a short version. We, you know, think of all the companies between Boeing and Microsoft and all of the technology. We have some of the highest incomes in the United States here. Our income increases. You've got a lot of people moving here, and they can afford the upper end.
You, in addition to being a real estate appraiser, also own property. You're a landlord. Are you raising rents right now?
We have. I typically raise rents when there's a vacancy. I'm reluctant to raise it while somebody's living there, mainly because if you raise it, they have this tendency to move. I can fill it within a day, but you still have to put the ads in. You have to go qualify them. You have to go through it. So to raise the rent 4%, it's easier to leave them in there. So I do leave them in there, and I don't raise the rent as often.
Are you typical?
Probably of the people who own spot rentals all over. I'm not typical of somebody who owns a larger building because they're in it and they have managers, and turnover is fairly normal. I try to minimize that turnover.
Richard Hager's a real estate appraiser and a property owner in Seattle. Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Well, some experts may be willing to wait for rents to stabilize. Not everybody's so patient. Jess Speer is the organizing director for 15 Now. She's a candidate for state legislature. Speer says a lot of people who were involved in pushing the $15 an hour minimum wage are now excited about a new idea, a citywide Seattle rent control ordinance.
And what we mean by rent control is capping the amounts that the landlord is allowed to raise the rent to something like inflation, the consumer price index, a couple of percentage points a year.
Right now, that kind of blanket rent control is illegal under state law, and that's one of the reasons Speer's seeking statewide office. She's running in the August primary campaign in the 43rd Legislative District.
And I think a lot of people in the 43rd would like to see somebody like Shama Sawant, who's going to take that, you know, energy and fight to the Capitol.
Speaker of the House Frank Chopp currently represents the 43rd District. He's been in office since 1995. Earlier this week, the Seattle City Council received an affordable housing status update. The Council's Planning, Land Use, and Sustainability Committee will hold public hearings on the issue Monday, July 14th and Wednesday, July 16th. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.